B-Pod Studios.
Yes, it's okay to like both companies. Don't let anyone tell you different. It was a strong night of wrestling for both NXT and AEW. I think All Elite Wrestling was the better show on this Wednesday night. My big takeaway from both shows comes from AEW. It feels like the seeds are being planted for a Cody Rhodes villain turn. I'm projecting this long term, but work with me here. Last week, Cody won't throw in the towel for his brother Dustin, who ultimately loses his match. And then this week, in a very well done spot, Brandy, Cody's wife, takes Britt Baker's DDT on the outside and a Jake Roberts snake in the middle of the ring. No save by Cody on his wife. Cody was nowhere to be found. Clearly, Cody must have been in the trainer's room getting medical attention. Yes, that's me rolling my eyes. But it's a good, slow progression of this story. Also, remember when MJF turned on Cody because he didn't think he could trust him? And then last night, earlier in the show, Sean Spears had a video where he questioned why Cody let Dustin take such a beating last week. Sean Spears said, "It's because Cody is selfish." Lance Archer versus Cody for the TNT title should be an excellent match for Double or Nothing on pay-per-view on May 23rd. And now they've added a little bit of a story behind the matchup on top of it being for a championship. The rest of that pay-per-view was also announced last night on AEW, Jungle Boy versus MJF, a casino ladder match for an AEW title shot, and Jon Moxley defending the AEW championship against Brody Lee. That match comes about in a well-done angle where the masked members of the Dark Order attacked Moxley after his victory over Frankie Kazarian. Brody Lee came out as part of this, said he's answering the bounty that Moxley put on his own head last week. Lee challenged Moxley for the title. Lee sat in the ring in front of Moxley and told him to answer the challenge. Moxley said all Lee had to do was ask for a championship match. And Lee and the Dark Order attacked Moxley after he accepted the challenge. This was a good way for Brody Lee to jump over Cody, Lance Archer, and Kenny Omega into that number one contender spot for the AEW championship, because as the AEW rankings go, Cody is the number one ranked challenger at 8-1, but he can't challenge for the AEW championship due to him losing to Chris Jericho back in November. Archer, Omega, and Lee are all tied at 4-0 in singles competition, but Lee is ranked number four. Speaking of that AEW pay-per-view back in November in Baltimore, AEW was fined $10,000 by the Maryland State Athletic Commission for the Lights Out match between Kenny Omega and Jon Moxley. In short, and I'm interpreting their opinion here, there was too much blood and too much violence in this match. So this is the result, a $10,000 fine. The key detail is if something like this happens again, AEW could get shut down in the middle of a match by an athletic commission. Do I think an athletic commission would actually shut down a live TV or pay-per-view wrestling match? I don't, but it's something to file away. On the NXT side of things, I was really happy that Adam Cole retained the NXT championship over Velveteen Dream. Cole is in the conversation for top wrestler across Raw, SmackDown, and NXT. So until he's moved to Raw or SmackDown and misused, he should continue to be the NXT champion. After NXT Portland, I felt like Cole was going to drop the championship to Velveteen Dream at NXT Tampa, which for all intent and purpose was going to be last night's match. But in my opinion, the lack of a crowd and Velveteen Dream's Instagram issues might have taken him out of the title hunt, at least for the time being. Also, Velveteen Dream and Adam Cole should get more than 10-ish minutes in a match for the NXT championship. I fully expected an overrun, but I didn't get it. Maybe this is something that they're going to do a title switch further on down the road. Charlotte Flair retained the NXT championship in a disqualification win. Charlotte was disqualified for using a kendo stick in the middle of the match. I didn't love the finish to that championship match, although I will tell you that Charlotte's work with the women of NXT has been absolutely fabulous. Rhea Ripley rushed out to make a save. Charlotte ran off, but Rhea Ripley back on NXT TV. Good thing. Charlotte's work so far with the NXT women has been excellent, except last night, didn't really love how they did it. Dijak versus Gargano was great. Gargano's just like this, he's this sneaky, Gargano's just got so much it when it comes to the villain side of things. I'm just looking forward to the run. The NXT first impressions of Cross and Scarlett were also fabulous. Very good stuff there. Before I wrap up this little mini podcast here, the AEW main event street fight of Kenny Omega and Matt Hardy against Jericho and Sammy Guevara was tons of fun. And with the brawling all over the arena and into the Jacksonville Stadium, Tony Schiavone even got a mention of plunder in there as a tribute to the late Dusty Rhodes. The finish of this match saw Hager, Santana, and Ortiz hit a triple powerbomb on Matt Hardy through a table. Kenny Omega got triple powerbombed onto the roof of a golf cart. Jericho hit Omega with the Judas effect. Guevara and Jericho both covered Kenny Omega for the pin. And it leads me to death taxes and Jericho beats Kenny Omega in AEW. Something I still think, so when Kenny gets his big win over Jericho, it's that much more important. And it's that win that Omega's been chasing is beating Jericho in an AEW ring. Again, small little details that AEW will go back to in their story if they get to another Jericho Omega one-on-one match, which I think they will and I think they should. The closing scene of AEW was pretty good too. The inner circle posing in front of the Jaguar scoreboard with the inner circle name in lights was a great visual. Mike and I will be back after Sunday night's WWE pay-per-view Money in the Bank.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.